As you know, I ran in 2017. After only entering the race 18 months prior to elections, and out of about 18, 20 candidates, we came in fifth and third in, you know, quite a few regions in the country. And so decided that, you know, as we go towards 2023, we would challenge President Weah. I mean, it's a fact that the country is not doing well. He's not performed well. And I think we can offer a different alternative to our country and to our people. And so we started the process of making our case to Liberians to consider us to replace President Weah in 2023.
Why do you think you are uniquely qualified to meet the aspirations of Liberians and that Liberians will have confidence in you instead of the incumbent president, George Weah?
Because I bring solutions to the primary problem Liberians are faced with, which is a stagnant and shrinking economy. My private sector experience, my success in the private sector, my understanding of economics, of finance, of how investors think, what attracts them to invest, how business people think about investing and creating jobs and making money. I'm uniquely qualified, Peter, with those skills and experiences to help grow the Liberian economy. And as I mentioned earlier, under President Weah's leadership, it's a fact, not because I'm in opposition. All of the key economic indicators in our country are going the wrong way. They're going backwards. And so given that backdrop, given my experience, I think I'm uniquely qualified to solve one of the key challenges faced by our country.
Recently, I spoke with Liberian human rights activists and defenders, and they said there is a groundswell of support for the establishment of war crimes and economic crimes court. What is your stance about establishing this court?
I'm very supportive of establishing this court, and let me tell you why. Today in Liberia, the level of impunity around corruption, around just basically following the rule of law, is you cannot have a country or an organization or society where people can break the rules, they can break the laws and get away with it. And I think for two reasons, we need to establish a war economic crime court. One is to fully put the past behind us so that we can begin to reconcile our country, to make sure justice is brought to people that were hurt and that were harmed from our past civil war. And then second reason why this is important is, again, the level of corruption and impunity around that. And that's why, for me, it's important that it's not just war, but it's economic crimes. And so I'm supportive of the idea. Liberians are increasingly rallying around the need to do this because it forms the basis for reestablishing the proper rule of law in our country and the level of impunity. And then we can move our country forward.
Are you willing to engage your other opponents as well as the president to have this expedited and established, especially when there appears to be a groundswell of support for the establishment of this court?
The answer is yes. In fact, Peter, I don't think we can do it without engaging all of the actors, the political actors in this effort. For this to be successful, for it to be done well, for it not to be a witch hunt, for true justice to prevail, for us to have both restorative and retributive justice, it has to be both. I think we all need to collectively agree that the process, agree the timetable, find the funding, and do it together as a country, as a people. Because without that, it could potentially become even more divisive. And one of the objectives for doing it is to finally reconcile us, again, put the past behind us and build the foundation for the future. And so absolutely, I would be enthusiastically suggesting, recommending, engaging all political actors so that we can do this together.
You are in Washington, D.C., meeting some senior government officials in the U.S. and in Congress. What are your expectations of these meetings, and what do you want to achieve by these?
These meetings are strictly introductory meetings, get-to-know-you meetings, introducing myself, letting them know who I am, what I bring to the table, understanding their interests, answering questions about my perspective on our country, where it is. So it's primarily, Peter, introductory, again, for them to get to know me and for me to share my background, my interests, and what I could bring to bear to help Liberia become an even stronger and better partner to the United States.